Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. Next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how he's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. And occasionally on our little radio ministry here, we take a moment and get a little one-on-one with one of our residents at Lenawee County Mission and see how God's been working in that gentleman's life. And today, I'm honored to spend a little time with one of our Life Change members, and that's Dan Fagan. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Pastor.
Dan, why don't you tell our listening audience a little bit about kind of what brought you here to Lenawee County Mission and kind of how long you've been here. And we'll start right there.
Well, you know, I'm a lifelong alcoholic and drug addict. And, for the past several years, you know, I had made attempts through 12-step programs to, you know, either control my drinking and drugging, which was my goal at first. And when it became apparent that that was just never going to be possible, you know, I tried to quit, and with some success, you know, I had more than one period of sobriety that lasted in excess of 4 years. But you know, there was always something missing, and I always, you know, I had a pretty good idea of what that missing element was. You know, I was raised believing in God and in Christ, but you know, through peer pressure and ego and all those things, fear, I just never developed a working relationship with Christ and, you know, God. 4 years ago to the day, almost, I had an overdose with crack cocaine, and caused me some very severe health issues, which, you know, I would have thought would scare me straight, you know, and it did for, you know, a period of a few months, I don't know, 6 months, something like that, and I was back at the bottle. You know, it scared me away from the crack, you know, but I still was looking for something outside of myself to make me feel, I thought, better, but I'm coming to find out I just, I didn't want to feel at all. And you know, like I said, not just 12-step programs, but, you know, I've been to countless therapists and psychologists and treatment facilities, and, you know, the answer was obvious, and it was just by chance that, you know, out of desperation, I had some help from an agency in Ann Arbor that, you know, referred me to the Lenawee County Mission. You know, I had been a resident of Lenawee County in the past, and my sister still lives out here. So I thought it was just by chance that I landed at the Lenawee County Mission. But as time goes by, I really believe that this is where I was meant to be. I don't want to get sappy about divine intervention or anything like that, you know. But there's been, you know, other times in my life where God has given me opportunity to follow the path that I'm on now, and I just couldn't stick with it, you know. I've tried a few different churches, you know, different religions. I was born and raised in the Catholic Church, and you know, I thought, well, maybe I'll just change my brand of religion, or you know, different environment, and that'll give me you know, the extra push I need to you know, continue to seek God. And you know, I just couldn't do it. You know, I needed an intervention of sorts, you know, and I think I've gotten here at Lenawee County Mission an opportunity to take a whole new approach at how I look at my relationship with Jesus Christ. And you know, in a nutshell, that's where I'm at right now. I've been here since July of last year, and you know, it's not always easy, and you know, there's still difficulty dealing with, you know, I have a 15-year-old son, and I've been absent for a good part of his life, you know, and there's things that happen here at the mission that some of the younger guys and I go through, you know, and it's difficult, you know. Just in the last few days, I, you know, have spent a lot of time in reflection of, you know, my relationship with my son as a result of, you know, living and interacting with the young guys here. And I don't know what I would do if I weren't here and able to work through it rather than run. I mean, you know, it's hard to say, you know, but even in the last day or two, I get those fleeting thoughts of just run, just go use, you know. But, you know, fortunately, I have enough support around me, and, you know, I now am able to pause and ask myself what is best for everybody. And being right here at the mission is what's best for everybody in my family, especially myself.
Yeah. Well, when I hear you share some of your story there, I mean, it's just laden with all kinds of pain. You know, as a recovering alcoholic addict myself, we know we beat ourselves up pretty good. We beat up our loved ones, jobs, relationships, etc. But you also, throughout your story there, shared about, you know, the sense of emptiness, this sense of absence of some sort. And could you elaborate maybe a little bit, briefly, with the time that we have left, on how maybe you've found a sense of fulfillment here at the mission, whether that be in the context of restoration, the relationship with your son, or just in your personal spiritual walk with Christ?
Well, I think what's most important to me right now is my relationship with Christ. I have a good relationship with my son, and you know, I'll be seeing him soon. And what I feel is you know, most important is, you know, finding purpose for my life, you know, aside from getting a good job and making a decent living. You know, I've done that in the past. You know, I've been successful in my profession and, you know, homeowner many times. But now, you know, the purpose that I feel I have is to serve Christ. And that doesn't mean just, you know, prayer and worship of Him. That means, you know, how I coexist with the community, my fellow man, you know, and, you know, I think it's just important for me to serve out in the community and in the world as it is for me to be on my knees in prayer, you know, or in meditation with God, you know. I hate to, you know, use cliches, but faith without works, they say, is dead, you know. And I think that's what God wants from me, is to be a servant, not just to God and Christ, but to my fellows. You know, whether it's my housemates that are struggling, or, you know, when it's me that's struggling, giving them the opportunity to serve. You know, I never used to be able to get that concept, you know, how much I can help somebody else when I ask for help. You know, if I give you the opportunity to help me, you know, I'm serving Christ. And it works both ways. And, you know, I felt like I've been a taker for a long, long time. And by being here, I think I can start learning how to be a giver, you know, in many ways, you know, whether that's learning how to be a friend, a father, a citizen. All those things are important to me, feeling like I'm a complete human being, you know. I'm not just going through the motions and trying to escape either through drugs or alcohol or running away, you know. I feel engaged.
Well, Dan, your story is very powerful, and I thank you for taking the time to share it with myself as well as our listening audience. And thank you very much, and thank you for being on this edition of Word Made Flesh.
Thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.